This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian with you.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about more charges for the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge occupiers or the Uber crackdown. Plus, we might talk about pasties here.
Oh, yeah, the social house in St. Louis.
And why that's stirring up some controversy in St. Louis. But first, a little bit more from the story that we've been discussing for the last hour in the seacoast of New Hampshire. Uber drivers have been operating illegally without begging for government permission to take people from point A to point B.
For money.
For several months, yeah. And so there's now a supposed coming crackdown, because thus far, the only person who it appears has received tickets is Uber Grandma, a woman in her 60s who is a part-time driver for Uber. She's just trying to make ends meet. She used to be actually a school bus driver, apparently, previously. And so this is her way of kind of having a little bit of fun and making a little bit of money and, you know, getting the bills paid.
You know,
I'm
kind of reminded of public schools. Remember any time a student said no to the teacher, that teacher would really spank that student hard to make an example out of them? Because mm-hmm. the real thing is you can't have the other students back-talking the teacher.
No. One will go, and then the rest of the room will go, right?
So you got to stop that resistance and rebellion in the infancy. And I think that's what we see here is they're trying to crack down and nip this in the bud, because
right.
if they have, like, three or four people, and they keep saying no, no, and they keep getting spanked, and they keep getting back up and doing it, then that could turn into a real problem for the city.
So right now the chief, the police chief, David Mara, is planning a crackdown. He reported he's also working on a strategy to address continued complaints about the unregistered drivers for hire. Said police will not look the other way when they encounter them. The law is the law, he said. If we come across someone breaking the law, we should take action. The chief said the degree of enforcement is currently under review, saying, quote, we're discussing perhaps doing an enforcement action as well. We still need reasonable suspicion to stop a car. He said an undercover operation is, quote, something we as a police department have to make a decision on, while cautioning that a lot goes into an investigatory plan.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily a guarantee that they're going to be doing sting operations, but that's really the only way they can actually make to ticket somebody here. As he points out, you don't have reasonable – just because you believe someone is an Uber driver, or you happen to think that they're an Uber driver and you see them driving someone somewhere, doesn't mean in point of fact that they are indeed driving as
an Uber
driver.
Can you imagine if you're a police officer, like, how did you make your – I really became famous for cracking down on people driving unlicensed taxis.
Right.
You know, if you're a police officer, you want to talk about the murderers you've caught, the bank robbers, the child beaters that you've caught, the people who were evil and bad and you got them off the street. Could you imagine being in a party? It's like, what do you do, detective? Well, I investigate charges of driving a taxi cab without a license all day. I set up a sting, yep. and I managed to trick somebody into taking $20 to drive me from point A to point B, and then I seized their car and placed them under arrest for being a taxi driver without a license. Could you imagine that?
And he had marijuana on him.
Hell yeah, that'll really take it bad, you know. That always takes – any crime sounds worse if you make them a drug user, too.
So they're talking about doing an undercover operation, but, you know, again, the idea of reasonable suspicion, just because you see someone who you know, like Uber Grandma, everyone knows she's an Uber driver, but just because she's driving from point A to point B with someone in her car
for money
doesn't mean that you know she's driving the person. As a police officer, just because you see her doesn't mean she's necessarily driving as Uber and getting paid. So they would have to have some way of ascertaining that in order to charge her, which makes me wonder I want to know more about the charges she has received, because she's the only one who's gotten ticketed so far for giving these rides. What are they basing that on? What evidence do they have that she was actually engaging in giving someone a ride for money? Did the person who was in the passenger seat answer questions?
Yeah,
did the
that could be. That's my guess.
Well, probably, you know, activists have a notorious – they love to go up to a cop and say, I'm breaking the law. I have a joint in my hand, officer.
But she's not – well – She didn't start as an activist. She just started as somebody who wanted to make some money and do some Ubering. She's sort of become an activist, and she's kind of embraced that role. Yes. And good for her for that. She's a hero of mine because of it.
And so if she were just like, oh, you know, like saying like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was. I'll work on getting a license. I'm so sorry for breaking the law. The cops will say, no problem. Just get your license and pay the $1,000 whenever you can. But I think it's because she's actually standing up saying, well, no, that's the whole point. I don't want to get the license. I'm not going to get the commercial insurance.
My customers are fine. They're not worried about this. They want to just keep riding.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, that's the thing is I've accepted a ride from you, Ian, for money. I even paid you money to take me from point A to point B. And I said, look, if you get in an accident, I agree. I can't sue you. So you don't need commercial insurance because I waive my right to sue you.
Well, and if you were a friend of mine, though, and you were just riding as a friend, then my insurance would cover you.
Yes, would cover you under private insurance if you have the medical insurance premium that you pay out. So, but, I mean, that's, again, it's like, shouldn't it be my right as the passenger to say, well, okay, I want the right to sue you if you get in an accident. And you'll say, well, I have to charge you extra for that because that would require me to get an insurance policy.
In the case of Uber, by the way, you are insured under their commercial insurance while you have a rider in the car. So that part's covered. That's not the issue. The issue with the city is that Uber didn't like their background check regulations.
In particular, it was the fact that the background checks would be open to public inspection.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was that...
If you actually go with the city of Portsmouth and you fill out their taxicab applications, those are publicly available.
The background check would be.
The background check and the application for the taxi license.
Okay, I hadn't heard that part. That's interesting because I knew that one of the objections was that the amount of years that they go back in the background check is unacceptable to Uber.
Yeah, that was another one. Well, it was any misdemeanor in the past 7 years. So actually, Ian, you would not even be allowed to be a licensed taxi driver in the city of Portsmouth because you have a misdemeanor conviction from within the past 7 years.
Yes.
So when you think about it, I mean, not even a felony. Yeah, like if you just have a... what's a good example? You were driving us a class. You filmed the police without asking their permission and got a disorderly conduct arrest, a Class A misdemeanor, and you got a week probation and a $50 fine. You would not be allowed to be a taxi driver in the city of Portsmouth because of your misdemeanor conviction. Even if it was 6 years ago, it has to be more than 7 years ago.
And Uber, they feel like they should be the one. I mean, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but it's my understanding that they feel like they should be the ones to decide who is giving their customers a ride.
Should be able to vet and say, you know, we approve of you to drive.
But they didn't approve Rich Paul because Rich Paul got convicted of a felony recently.
Felony drug distribution.
Just drug distribution, and they should have approved him.
And, well, of course, I'd say the ultimate decider, the person who should really get to decide what criminal record the driver has
is the customer.
Customer, sure. So I'm the one who say, yeah, I'm willing to take a ride with a convicted burglar, a convicted murderer, but I don't want a kitty diddler, I don't want a wife beater as my driver. Or I'm like, okay, if the guy's a drug dealer or a drug user, but I don't want anybody convicted of drunk driving. You could actually pick what crimes your driver, you're okay with him having committed for him to be your driver.
Well,
or maybe you care more about his driving record. Maybe you want to see, show me all the accidents that he's had in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Different drivers
should be able to pick, though, too, and say, if you're going to drive for us
under our brand,
you've got to have a clean driving record.
I'm fine with Uber, and that should be a selling point.
That's what Uber is. I mean, Uber wants to make sure they don't hire someone who's going to go out and rape and kill one of their customers because they don't want to damage their brand. They're trying to protect the Uber name. And, when you call Uber, you don't want someone who's going to rape and kill you. I think that's one thing they want to try and communicate with the Uber brand name.
The head of one of the taxi companies in Portsmouth, John Palrero, said he has a list of license plate numbers with corresponding descriptions of vehicles, which he claims are being driven by unlicensed Uber drivers. Police Chief David Mara advised that police can't take his list and start stopping cars, but said the information could be used as part of a larger enforcement operation. Calling the topic a hot-button issue, Police Commission Chairman Brenna Kavanaugh said she'll put the topic of non-compliant Uber drivers on the commission's monthly agenda for the purpose of receiving updates from Mara. So they're going to continue. This is going to be on the front and center of the police commission continuing in Portsmouth. And this, we don't know when this crackdown is going to begin, but some of the Uber drivers are thinking it may be as soon as this weekend.
Oh, they'll probably try conspiracy, especially if there's any coordination. Like, we agree to go out together and drive a taxi service without getting a license. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they try conspiracy, a RICO, public. This could get really bad.
Wouldn't they need the feds to charge RICO?
Yes, the Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization Act, that's a federal crime. But
toll-free number tonight is 855-453.
I was just making a joke, but, you know, I mean, you never know what these
things. Don't give them any ideas, TJ. 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. Maybe you want to talk about transportation freedom, or maybe nipple freedom. We'll get into that here in a moment. So inside a private business, by the way, that's what TJ will be telling us about coming up on Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-453. 450-3733. Also, you may Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, on our website, we've got a lot of features. They're completely free. We were telling you about Arcade City in the last hour in relation to the Uber drivers being cracked down upon, or at least that's the plan, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where we've been bringing you the story over the last a half year plus about the civilly disobedient Uber drivers who I think are heroes for continuing to go out and give people rides places, even though they're facing $500 fine the first time they get caught, and then from then on, it's a $1,000 fine for every time thereafter. There's one lady in her 60s, Uber Grandma, as she is called. Stephanie Franz is her name. I had the pleasure of meeting her briefly at the Liberty Forum a few weeks ago, because she was there for the awards ceremony, which was cool. And she's a hero, man. She didn't start out intending to be an activist, but when the cops came after her, and she had this group of free Uber activists supporting her, she stepped up, and she keeps driving, even though she's facing, like, financial ruin. I mean, this lady is trying to make her bill payments at the end of the month, and now she's looking at a $4,000 worth of fines that she may have to pay. So, I mean, kudos to them for doing that. I think it's really
courageous. Well, it's
rough
to stand up. I mean, for those of us who have been, like, it's not easy to stand up and do the right thing. I mean, imagine sitting at the lunch counter if you were a black person. And, you know, you wanted to do the right thing and, you know, have, say, I want to be served like everybody else. And, you know, you would be spit on and beat up. And so, of course, this is a very similar thing. They're saying, yeah, we want to work. We shouldn't have to get permission from the government to drive a car from point A to point B. And if someone wants to pay us for that, we don't have to get your permission.
You shouldn't have
we
to.
We shouldn't have, and we're not going to. That's the other thing. It's like, we're not saying, we're like, these people are actually doing the worst sin you can do. They're actually rising up against their government overlords and saying, we refuse to obey.
Well, they're doing the best thing they can do. I mean, that's what I love. It's the worst thing for the government because civil disobedience puts the government into a lose-lose position.
It also brings the issue into the consciousness of the populace.
That's
like,
correct.
Like, no one would give a crap. You know, this wouldn't even be newsworthy if they were just following the rules. Like no one would care. Like, who cares? Like, people are driving people from one place to another. It's the fact that they're saying, well, we don't think there's anything wrong with driving people around, so to hell with you people.
And Free Uber did a great job of really promoting that, too. They went around, they flyered the town. They actually had angry cab drivers going around tearing their flyers down.
Oh, yeah.
And the angry cab drivers had actually attempted to intimidate the Uber drivers. That's one part that I didn't mention previously. Stephanie Franz, a.k.a. Uber Grandma, made a post to her Facebook page recently, and she had this to say. Interesting night in Portsmouth. Taxi drivers are all pumped up over Portsmouth's temporary threat to sting Uber drivers. What polite and manly men they are. It started last night with a pickup at the Moose. As my riders were entering my car, out of the bar walks the pillar of manhood. Cigarette hanging out of his mouth, Crabby Cabby. Now, that's not her name for him. He's called that's his name for himself. He's the Crabby
Cabby.
His name is Merle White. He's the owner of a taxi company in town called Anchor Taxi. So, he sees me picking up my ride, and endearing words were yelled, quote, there's that effing Uber grandma, is what he said. My ride was so ticked off that he started yelling back at him. As the night progressed, the rest of the chosen few made their statements, too. She continues saying they would pull up next to my car, stop or slow down, and stare at me as I was waiting for my next ride. Whoever that handsome hunk of manhood with the well-kept gray beard, beautiful glaring eyes, and tooth was, I hope you got your eyes full as you stared at me from your taxi van. To the three musketeers who stood by their vans at the bus stop on Market Square, butts hanging out of your mouths, extending those well-defined cannons for arms and pointing at me as I would leave my parking position at the end of Pleasant Street to go pick up riders. They guarded my spot four or five times as I would leave and come back. Oh, almost forgot, they spoke fluent mumble. Thank you, Portsmouth Taxis, for your enjoyable evening.
That's another interesting thing about the government. So most people, there are some people who would, but most people, you know, they would not be willing to go up to Uber Grandma and, like, force her off the road and point a gun at her head, basically, and say, pay $5,000 or else. But they're willing to get the government to do that. Like, they don't, like, if it's, basically their agents, they're not directly doing it, they don't have a problem with it.
You know, a bigger problem is our society has become, you know, unless the government's given us permission to do something, we're not allowed to do it. And there have actually been cases that I've seen in the local papers where, like, we're not sure if we're allowed to do this. This is a legal gray area because there's not a law that says we can't do it, but there's not a law that says we can do it. So we're not really sure if we can do it.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't need to have a law.
Wait a minute. On what planet are you from where you need permission from the government? Shouldn't the default should be I'm allowed to do it unless the government tells me I can't do it? And now we have a society of people where they're going, unless the government tells me I can do it, the assumption should be I can't do it.
Yeah, it's sad.
I mean, good example. Say I have a Google car that is completely autonomous and self-driving. Is it allowed to go out on the open road with nobody in it?
Nope.
Say I put a package in and say, drive over to Ian's house without nobody in. See, the government would say, we don't have a law that says that. And I say, well, what if the car? It's safer than any human driver ever could be. Well, that's not the point. The point is the law says you have to have a human driver behind the wheel of the car. And I said, well, why? Why does it need the car? The computer is better than a human.
Because that's the way it's always been.
Right? Well, but it doesn't. But you don't understand. It's a computer. It doesn't need a human driver. And, you know, so the government has all these rules. And a lot of times when technology comes up against the government rules, the government doesn't know how to respond because they're
people know how to respond. They get angry.
Yes.
And they get violent in some cases. And we know this. I mean, James, you especially know this. You've been physically attacked on the streets of Keene because of Robin Hood of Keene, which we talked about briefly.
How dare you put that money in the parking
in the first hour of the
going
show.
Around being a...
Right, where you fill expired parking meters. Well, some people started this narrative, this government narrative was that the Robin Hooders, which include all three of us, actually, but you and I, James, are the ones that were being sued, as well as four others. TJ, you weren't here at the time when the lawsuit was filed. But
you guys get all the action.
Well, you know, give it time.
Okay, give it time. I'll be sued in my own good time.
Right. So, you know, they come after the Robin Hooders in this case, and the government's narrative was that you guys are threatening, intimidating, and harassing the poor, poor parking enforcers. And there's a certain segment of the population who will believe anything the government says. So even though it wasn't true that we were harassing, threatening, or intimidating the parking enforcers, those are three lies that
we're told. You were saying, see, no, anything you said was always a threat. See, remember when she was on the stand?
That's what she said in the court.
She said,
yeah.
So even if Mr. Freeman was to talk about the weather, Mr. Freeman was to talk about the weather, you would still consider that threatening.
She said that about Garrity and not me specifically.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, the parking department, the city has made a bunch of changes to, like, soften the image even more to make it even more sympathetic.
Right. They're called, like, parking services.
Yeah, now they're called parking services, and they don't wear like a police uniform anymore with a badge. Now they wear, like, this ugly brown uniform.
They've got, like, a khaki shirt. And,
ridiculous.
They actually rebranded their enforcement vehicle, too. So instead of it saying parking enforcement, it actually says parking services on the side.
It's so ridiculous.
They're providing the service of booting your car if you don't pay them money.
Right, the service of threatening.
You come
you.
Out, your car it's was working glove. Just fine, and now they have to put a boot on your car to keep you from moving it
toll
because
free
you
number.
Haven't paid your money.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But some of these people who support the state and believe everything they're told, they'll use violence, whereas the state necessarily won't use overt violence. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. If you do want to drive for Uber, we talked about how to drive for Arcade City previously. But if you want to drive for Uber, there are some referral links that can help you with that. Since we've been talking a lot about the crackdown on Uber drivers. Uber's not a perfect company, but I do like a lot of what they do. I like that they've innovated and they've shaken up the transportation business, that they're challenging governments at a lot of different levels.
And the definition of a limousine. So one of the things they'll do to I love how businesses try to get around government regulations. So they're like, we're not a taxi service, we're a limousine service.
Uber doesn't say that. Uber says that they are a technology company, and all they do is they connect drivers.
Well, that was
passengers.
One of the things that Christopher David was doing. He was saying, no, I'm a limousine company.
Right, right. Christopher David was doing that with Arcade City. So Uber, if you want to check out Uber, you can actually do that by going to drive.freetalklive.com, and then you can sign up for Uber that way. And that's a way to make a little bit of extra money and have a little bit of fun. I've been doing a little bit of Ubering. I can't do much because they haven't turned on Keene, New Hampshire. But most of New Hampshire, the populated areas like Concord and Manchester and Nashua and the Seacoast, they have Uber service. Yep. So when I'm out there, I'll do a little bit of Ubering and actually make the gas money back that I've had to pay to go out there. Which
so it looks
cool.
Like taxis. What else? Daycare is a heavily government-regulated thing. Like if I wanted to open up a business where I take care of like five or six
Well, it depends on
children,
which state you're in. Yeah. It depends. New Hampshire is one of the least licensed states as far as, you know, different professional occupation licensing goes. There's not that much in New Hampshire compared to other states. So yeah. I couldn't tell you if daycare is heavily regulated in New
Hampshire.
Doesn't
it strike you as a bit, like, if I wanted to open a bar, I can't be a convicted felon and open a bar to get a liquor license in the state of New Hampshire. I'm like, imagine I get out of prison, I can't get a job, and I think, well, I'm going to be a bartender, and the state says, nope, sorry. It's like, well, why? What? Why on earth? I could understand.
You can buy alcohol and have it with your friends. You just can't sell it to them.
I'll take the state's argument. Well, you having a felony shows a lapse of good judgment.
That's
so
right.
For the rest of your life, you're going to be
trying. Well, I kind of understand why you wouldn't want a convicted murderer being like a babysitter. But I don't understand how being a convicted murderer would make you ineligible to be a bartender.
I would still say it's up to the customer to do their due diligence. So if you're going to hire a babysitter, it's your responsibility to make
sure background check.
They're not going to rob you, that they're not going to, you know, cause problems.
So let's talk about the pasty story.
Oh, the pasty story. Okay, so I was in St. Louis on assignment for the Liberty Radio Network.
Okay.
And one of the stories that we're covering is the story of John Roccanelli and the Social House 2, located at 6655 Delmar Street in the University City Loop. So the basic problem, or I should say the thing that's so cute about this, is he was running a bar. Mr. Roccanelli was running a bar.
Yeah.
And he said, we're going to have our waitresses and servers.
He's been running it for a few years.
Been running it for a few years, and it's reopening. And he said, well, it's going to open as the Social House 2. So it was the pub, and he changed the name of it, and it's going to open as a topless bar.
Okay.
And when we say topless, well, the women's nipples will be covered, so they're going to have pasties on.
I see.
And so legally, they won't be nude.
Got it.
Legally,
they won't be topless.
As long as the nipples are covered, then they're legally allowed, you know, to be.
So there's topless and there's full nude typically when it comes
to. Yeah, so they're going to be topless,
skin.
But the nipples will be covered, and they're obviously their hoo ha's will be covered down
thank
below.
You for that.
And they'll be in body.
That's a good
paint.
Radio term.
Hoo-ha. Yeah, hoo ha. Yeah. And anyway, the city council voted to revoke their liquor license. And just this past week, they said, we're revoking your liquor license. And they said, well,
because of pasties?
Yeah, well, they said, we're not consistent with the goals of the city's development plan being wholesome and family-friendly. And the other thing is, they said, well, we're going to open anyway this week. And they did. The judge refused to stay the order. But they said, the city said, we have the authority under the municipal code of the city of University City to revoke their license. And we have. And that was the city mayor, Shelley Welsh. And then she said, from the point of view of the university city manager, Lemon Walker, he said, it's an open and shut case. They're operating without a liquor license. They're operating without a commercial occupancy permit. They're operating without a business license.
My God, it's anarchy.
Yes. So they actually did open this past week. And the judge, so they're going back to court. But I thought this reminded me of something in D.C.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you talk about D.C.
Yeah.
The judge did what in this case?
He stayed his order. So like he stayed
whose order?
Stayed the government's decision. So this like there was a decision.
Stayed the city.
Stayed the city.
He told
from
the
revoking.
City you can't revoke.
You can't revoke the licenses. You have to have a hearing, and so they're going to open. They're still open for now.
Meaning the hearing has to be in court, or a hearing has to be the government's hearing. Like
I didn't get that
hearing.
Far. It's so complicated to get like you know the only way to know what's going on is to actually pull the docket, and that's what I'm working on because. That's actually the scary thing to think that there's a group of five people who can say, yep, we don't like what you're doing. We're just going to shut you down.
It's sad.
Not because you're hurting people, but because we don't think your female employees have enough clothing on there.
Yeah, I love, too, all the permits of when they don't make sense, like the certificate of occupancy.
Yeah, like commercial occupancy.
I had to get one of those for my business in Gwinnett County, Georgia, and my office was like 800 square feet, and I could have 24 people in there, according to the fire department. And then little Quiznos next door was 300 square feet, and because there's a different category, they could have like 46 people in there. So it's like a much smaller space, right? Like half the size, but...
Well, I mean, and say you're a family person. Here's my solution. If you're the kind of maybe a good Christian-going family and you don't like this kind of business, here's the solution. Don't go in there. Don't take your kids in there. Don't let your husband go in there.
They're on a crusade, though, like... they'll be like, oh, we don't want adult products in my neighborhood.
Right. They don't want to even be able to know it's there. They don't want to be able to see the fact that that business exists.
That you could go in there and see. And that reminded me, like in D.C., there was a club that's now out of business called Club Chaos. And every week they would have like the biggest wee-wee contest.
Yeah.
And you'd have like a bunch of college guys would get up there and we would all clap and cheer for who we wanted to win the $500 cash award.
It was a gay bar.
Yeah, it was a gay bar. And the thing is, D.C. City Council said you can't be fully nude. You have to be in silhouette behind a sheet. So they'd have a light with a sheet, and the guy would get up there and flop his wee-wee around. You could see it in silhouette. And I'm like, this is stupid. We all want to see him naked.
Right.
We're all, like, cheering. There's no kids in here. It's a gay bar. Everyone's over 21 and drunk as a skunk. And everybody, and the guy wants to be naked because he wants to win the contest. So all the contestants want to be naked. We in the audience want to see the contestants
naked.
But
the city council.
But the city council is saying, no, you don't. They have to be behind a sheet.
Well, that'll stop all the gays from having sex. They can't see the man's wee-wee.
Yeah. And I just thought, that's just the kind of stuff that ends up with the government. It's like, yeah, you can be naked, you can see it in silhouette, but you better not show it directly. We want good old-fashioned American value entertainment of two men stabbing and beating each other up. We don't
want
to
see
a nipple. Oh, no. If you see a female breast, oh, no.
Right. All you have to do, if you want...
My five-year-old could see some naked nude girl and, ew.
If you want men to be able to beat each other up, all you have to do is just pay a fee to the state, and then they'll allow you to have some sort of an event like that.
Boxing.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your boxing permit.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, like, what if I have a problem? Like, I think if two men are having a disagreement with each other, and they say, yeah, we want to go out with bare knuckles and beat each other up, break noses, and have blood going everywhere, I say, well, look, if you two agree to that and want to go out back, I have no problem
with
that.
In a few states, mutual combat is legal.
Not in New Hampshire.
Not in New Hampshire, but I've heard it's only a violation in New Hampshire. Is that true? I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that.
Well, think about it. If two men say, look, I agree to accept the risks of being hit and possibly having a few broken bones, but I think this is how I want to resolve my dispute.
It was actually cool. There was a video from, I think it was Washington State, where I believe, it was either Washington or Oregon, where one or both of those, it's legal to have mutual combat. I'm sure one of you could check me on this. But there were, you know, these like super character people, like the people who dress like superheroes,
yes,
who actually try to fight like real crime or whatever.
Those guys are interesting.
In the streets. So apparently a couple of the superheroes were mad at one another. Or no, maybe it was a superhero and one of his hecklers. Anyway, there were a couple of people who wanted to fight. And one of them, at least one, was a superhero guy. And so they both agreed to have a fight, and the police were right there, and the police were sort of like, I don't know if they were refereeing the fight, but they were overseeing the fight, this mutual combat that was happening, and it was because it was a completely legal act. The police were just standing there watching. They knew that both participants had consented to fighting with one another.
I mean, violence is not necessarily the best way to resolve a conflict.
I don't agree.
But it is quite frequently the fastest way to resolve a conflict.
Yeah.
Not the best, but it's certainly
may not resolve it permanently.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, if it's not right for you, don't do it. You know, that should be the rule of thumb for, if it doesn't bother you, why do you even care?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here. You know, the nipple story that you were talking about, or the pasties, reminds me of some of the controversy over Fat Stuff, which is a head shop / kind of porn store. There's like a porn section in the back. And some people were really upset about that. In fact, there's an update on Fat Stuff. We can talk about that here in a moment. They've been attacked by the DEA. It's Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free, 855-453, and these remaining moments, we got time for you if you want to get on the air, on the radio. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Had a couple new movers this week here to Keene, New Hampshire, which was
yes,
a lot of
nice
fun.
Nice couple.
We went, all three of us actually, and about 10 people, I think, from the Keene area showed up to help these folks move in. Of course, we're here as part of the Free State Project, which is the idea of concentrating liberty-minded activists in one place, meaning New Hampshire is the destination for people who are libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists, people who love the ideas of liberty and who are willing to do something about it. The Free State Project last month reached its goal of 20,000 people who signed their pledge to make the move to New Hampshire and to get active. And so this couple that just moved to Keene this week, it was yesterday that we were unloading their truck at their new home that they purchased. This couple is actually a business owners. They run a company called Think Penguin, which makes Linux, custom Linux yes. computers and routers and things like that.
And they provide IT support for it.
Yeah, they're great guys, and they, you know, really, they certainly seem to know their stuff. So it's great to have people like that yeah. coming to town here. I believe they are the first movers to Keene since the Free State Project has completed its goal.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome and congratulations to them. And if you're considering moving for the Free State Project, if you're trying to figure out to where you want to move, there are certain things you should take under consideration. One, can you get a job in your preferred industry in an area? If so, that's probably where you should move to, because wherever you end up moving in New Hampshire, it's going to be a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place to live.
Right.
The people here are generally very, very nice folks. But if you are flexible on to where you can move, then Keene is something you should consider. Keene is the sort of, I think it's the seventh largest city in New Hampshire. There's about 22,000 people that live here. It's a college town. It's in the southwestern corner of the state. It's where we live and where we do right. the show from. And there's a long history of some great activism that has gone on here. We've actually come up with a list of 150-plus reasons to move to Keene, and you can go and check that out at move.freekeene.com. I actually updated it this year, so it's fresh. The data there is fresh. 150 reasons to move to Keene. Go to move.freekeene.com and take a look at that if you're considering moving for the Free State Project.
I mean, if you're the kind of person who, you hear the stuff we talk about, like, doesn't it seem kind of strange that you have to get the government's permission to do this, or this rule is stupid and they're making you do this? And we're all concentrating our effort up here to basically say, yeah, not only that, we're actually raising protests. We're getting elected up here. We're running for office. We're winning. We're also openly disflouting the laws. We will actually carry containers of water in brown bottles to the city council. And
been done more than once.
And, you know, they're getting irked because they're like, we can't keep putting these people in prison. We don't know how to stop these people because they care more about freedom than they care about their own physical comfort.
Exactly.
And so you don't have to be the kind of person. You can move up here. You don't have to go to jail. You don't have to confront people. You can just be the kind of person who puts money in parking meters. If you are off on a day off and you like to do something nice for somebody, just go out and put money in parking meters to keep people from getting parking.
There's tickets. A lot of different things you can do for activism. Go and check out move.freekeen.com if you're going to move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project and consider Keene. So one of the things that's happened in Keene in the last couple of years was the raid on Fat Stuff, which is the head shop located on, one of two head shops located on Main Street. Mm-hmm. They sell tobacco accessories.
Tobacco water pipes, tobacco glass pipes.
And in the back, there's a little bit of a porn store. And so there's been some controversy over Fat Stuff, and the federal government came in and cracked down on them, and also like 200 locations around the country at the same time.
Now, do you think some local busybody reported them to the DEA?
That's a good question. It's hard to say because it was a coordinated crackdown on multiple head shops all around the country, purportedly because of the sale of spice or other of these sort of synthetic drugs that are out there.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to do a Freedom of Information request to see if you could get that. Like, can you get complaints against...
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I've never
Actually, I can tell you about the case. There is an update on it.
Yes, please give us the update on the case because they raided this place. If you go to freekeen.com, you type in Fat Stuff, P-H-A-T, space S-T-U-F-F, and look for Raid. You'll find the Raid video there.
Docket exactly roundup that James wrote.
But outrageous.
Basically, they were charged with 18 U.S.C. Section 1956 money laundering and Title 21 violation of distributing drug paraphernalia. So the thing is, what's the difference between a tobacco water pipe and a marijuana bong? Well, they're physically the
same
thing.
The words you say.
It's what you say you're going to intend for it to be used for. And the government was contending, you see, the thing is, Fat Stuff never sold PB-22, which is a synthetic cannabinoid, while it was illegal. They sold it when it was unscheduled. And the government retroactively said it's Schedule 1, meaning it can't be sold. Well, ex post facto, you can't make a law retroactively illegal. If you commit a crime, if you commit an act and it's not a crime when you commit it, the government can't say what you just did is illegal. It has to be made illegal by law, and then you commit the crime, then they can arrest you. Well, because Fat Stuff never sold synthetic cannabinoids while they were legal, they couldn't be arrested for distributing a synthetic cannabinoid. What they got them on was drug paraphernalia charges. And they've recently agreed to plead guilty. So here's the deal. Panos and Katie were both charged and were facing, 10 years in federal prison. Panos will plead guilty. They filed a superseding indictment against Panos. He will plead guilty to Title 21 U.S.C. Section 331 and 333. And that basically says causing misbranded drugs to be introduced into interstate commerce. That's a misdemeanor. He's pleading guilty to that. They're going to dismiss the money laundering.
Now, hold on. They're dismissing charges, and that's great. But tell me more about this charge that he's pleading guilty to. There is some sort of labeling problem, right?
Basically, any drug that you sell, be it aspirin or Tylenol, it has to have the manufacturer name, the manufacturer's city, the amount, the dosage.
But these aren't drugs. These were not intended for human consumption. They're sold as incense.
The FDA is, or the DEA is concluding that they
are. Or bath salts.
This was what I call the dove charge. You say, we're going to file a superseding indictment. We're going to add this charge. You'll plead guilty to this misdemeanor charge.
Even though
and we're going to dismiss the felony charges of money laundering and drug paraphernalia. Those are gone. And we're going to drop the charges against your wife. So those will be gone.
I see. So he falls on the sword.
He falls on the sword. So, and he'll get probation, 1 year probation, and he will forfeit all the money they seized. So they seized $15,000 from his business checking account, from the cash register in his TD checking account. His $20,000 truck he'll forfeit, and he'll forfeit about $80,000 in glass inventory from the civil asset forfeiture.
Yeah, they stole
case.
A lot. They stole almost everything out of
it. And they'll get $10,000 back to keep.
And I was joking, it's probably for the lawyer.
Yeah, probably for the lawyer. And so,
But interesting.
That's the deal. So Katie will totally be dismissed. She's off the hook. The wife, they'll dismiss all charges against. Panos will have all the felony charges dismissed. He's going to plead guilty to a misdemeanor, and he'll get 1 year probation, and he'll lose all the money that they seized. But that'll be the end of it. And I say,
a misdemeanor that, interestingly, probably would never hold up in court if it were actually charged.
I mean, I understand, like, it's easy to say, don't take the plea deal. But when it's, you know, they have a kid, they have a business. And I understand.
There are always reasons to take a plea deal.
Oh, yeah. If they would have gone to, I mean, if there's a very good chance if they would have gone to trial on this, they would have been convicted.
Absolutely.
I would say at least 75% chance they would have been convicted. And they would have gotten 5 years.
Even
easy.
With us standing out in front doing jury nullification, it's still probably more than 75% chance they would have been convicted.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty hard to be acquitted in federal court. So, you know, this was a very good deal. It's a fair deal for them to basically not have to go to jail. They just lose all their money. And they don't have to worry about having a felony conviction. So Panos and Katie can still have a firearm.
Could have been a lot worse.
It could
have been a lot worse. And so, I don't blame anyone for taking the plea.
Right.
You know, the plea deal flyer that
it's
I have
to
is don't take a plea. It's not never take a plea.
Yeah.
There is an organization called Never Take a Plea, but I don't agree with that. So I support Don't Take a Plea, which suggests to people to not take the plea deal. It suggests it more on, like, less serious charges that you can clog the court system up with, and just sort of generally gives you reasons why taking the plea deal is a bad idea as a policy. It's just a bad idea in general to take a plea, but there are some times when it just makes sense to do so. So I don't blame someone for trying to reduce the amount of violence that's being done to them, but ultimately, the more people that take a plea, the more it empowers these prosecutors, the more it empowers the police and the court systems.
Yes.
If more people were to not take a plea, it would clog the courts to the point where they could not handle the caseload. They would have to drop charges. Think about it. You know, we do a lot of saving people the parking tickets because of Robin Hood, or we have. It's been kind of taking a break recently, but
we're going to get back on it.
But we have done that. And if, you know, even without Robin Hood, even if just 10%, 5%, of the people who are issued parking tickets were to take that and go to trial. Say, I demand my right to a trial on this $5 parking ticket, sir or ma'am or whatever. And then they'd have to schedule the trial, and then they'd have to go to trial, and they'd have to bring the parking enforcers in there, and they'd spend 45 minutes at least going to trial, and they'd have to do that. So they would stop. They would say, all right, well, we're just going to drop the ticket.
The Fifth and Sixth Amendments say you have the right to have a jury, a fair, public, speedy trial, but don't you dare ask for it, or else we're really going to punish you.
Yeah.
If you ask for that jury trial, you better plead guilty like a good government slave.
Well, the good news with parking tickets, at least in New Hampshire, is if you don't take the plea and you challenge it, the worst case is you still have to pay $5 after it's all said and done. So there really is no risk to doing that.
Yeah, another thing about the plea is one of the worst things about being charged criminally is you don't know what the consequences are going to be, and it takes forever to get through the whole process.
Right. So this whole thing was like a 2-year ordeal for Panos and Katie. So congratulations, Panos and Katie, on having this whole
thing. Not going to prison. Yeah.
Not going to prison.
Well, it's not behind them yet. They still have to go to sentencing in June, but it'll hopefully go well for them. And we'll keep you updated, and you're going to write about it for freekeen.com.
That is correct.
We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.